Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show.
Okay,
everyone, welcome to our special New Year's Eve show. This is the 10th show and New Year's Eve show, and the 10th time we've had Roy Worley on to talk about the year ahead. Anyway, just so everybody know, Roy is a clairvoyant. He was author of the Prophecy Oracle. We're going to talk a little bit about 2020 and maybe a little bit about the upcoming decade. And you also can find out more about Roy at his website, royworleypsychic.com. And on the reading page is information about his readings, a YouTube video, and also office number is 843-808-0777. Okay, Roy, boy, can you believe
decade? I tell you, it doesn't seem like it's been 10 years, honestly.
I know.
But the 2010 to 2020 had just zipped by. So it's almost like a whoosh, you know? Well, listen, this up and coming 2020, I've been real eager to make a couple of comments about it. It's going to be a real mixed bag of extremes. If anybody saw the movie back in 2002, The Perfect Storm, when that great big huge giant wave is coming in, that's what the 2020 energy has looked like to me coming in. So people get ready, hold on to your hats. With the current divisiveness and political climate, that's going to start easing up around 2025. So there is hope if people can just hang in there, but getting there is going to be 2025, it's going to be a bumpy road. I have concerns about the environmental things that are speeding up, climate change, and everything seems to be very accelerated. On the upside, this is an accelerated energy that anybody, if there's anything you want to do, have, be, manifest, create, you'll be able to do it at a much faster, more evidence pace than you would have the last decade. So we've got a lot of these millennials coming up that are really creative. I'm looking forward to seeing what some of those kids do. The Greta Thunberg is one that springs to mind. She's a little dynamite. So, anyway, yes.
Yeah.
So it's going. I'm kind of excited about it myself personally.
Yeah. Well, the idea of it not easing up until 2025. I mean, we're talking about two elections away. But, I think that's probably realistic. It's so divided now that it's going to take a lot of work for it to ease.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah. So now, as far as 2020 specifically, is there just that increased energy
it's extreme. It's going to kind of set the 2020 is going to set the tone for the rest of the decade. So just really, I encourage people to pay attention,
Okay.
Put out as much positivity and light as they can, and have an awareness of doing that.
That's within everybody's power to do. I mean, you have,
Starts with the individual.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had this year, several shows where, authors and subject matter experts talk about, just recognizing that, by shining your light, you know, you make darkness lighter, you know, everything around you. So, by doing that, you know, and if you get enough people doing that, then everything's going to change.
Yeah. Yes, actually, I am more hopeful for this decade than I was starting in like 2010.
Wow.
You know, and it has the last 10 years have been really bumpy for a lot of folks. So,
yeah.
So I'm looking for brighter days ahead.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm thrilled that we started our decade doing this and closed this decade doing it. Next year we'll do it at the same time and open it up again. So anyway, I really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to be here. I always enjoy doing this every year.
Yeah. So shall we start taking callers?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. The first call that we have is Jennifer, and she's calling from Canada. Hello, Jennifer. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Roy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And where in Canada are you?
I am actually right close to the...
I'm sorry. You disappeared.
Oh, sorry, Roy. Sorry about that. Okay. It was my fault there. Operator error. Sorry about that. Jennifer, you're back.
It's okay. I heard muted.
Okay.
I'm across the border from Detroit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I have never met a Canadian I didn't like. That's a fact. It's the, you know, just across the board, the nicest people. So, in fact, a Canadian buddy sent me a little meme of Canadian road rage. And it was a guy behind the car, and he got out and cleaned all the snow off the car in front of him, the window. and that's what they call Canadian road rage. So
that's funny.
I thought it was pretty true to form. So yeah. So Jennifer, do you have a question you'd like to tune in with? And
I think like everybody
first of all,
else. Okay. Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to comment. You have a really strong energy. Do you know that about yourself?
I do. You know when you walk in a room, people notice you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am sure of that. You also, comes through, you have a lot of innate intuitive ability. You can walk into that room and peg 95% of the people in it. So.
Yep.
So, yes, ma'am. Okay. So, are you, all right, what's your question? Let's start with that.
Well, I'm just wondering energetically, it seems like I've been in a bit of a holding pattern for a while, and I think that's by my choice. So,
I would not disagree with that at all. And the past 2.5-3 years, specifically, it's like there's something I'm supposed to be doing. If I just knew what it was, I would jump right in. You don't really have a lazy bone in your body, honey. You know, when you've got something that you are passionate about, you just, it's, you know, full steam ahead. Here we go. You put in the time, the hours, whatever you need to achieve an accomplishment with whatever you do. You just haven't had anything that, like, grabs your attention. Would you agree with that?
Totally.
Money, that's okay. It's been the holding pattern. The way this comes through is in preparation for this brand new 2020 and the rest of the decade energy coming in. You have an inordinately high vibration. The higher the energy that we live in gets, the more comfortable you're going to become and more clear-headed and more, it's like if you've ever taken off in a plane and it's foggy and then you get up and the plane gets up over the clouds and the sun comes out and it's blue skies and you see with great clarity as you're that's the way 2020 and this decade is going to be for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And Have you had a weight change recently?
I gained a lot of weight last year.
Okay, honey, that's gonna come off.
Okay.
It was like don't even worry about it. But they were telling me that there had been a significant weight shift with you. Do not worry about it. That's counterproductive for you.
That was what I was going to ask you about. That's so funny.
Yeah, how bad?
You know
it?
Your
yes,
stuff,
ma'am.
Right?
Well, honey, you may want. It feels like that with the brand new energy, it might be time for you to consider a different lifestyle change with respect to food and diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like one that would really suit you better. You wouldn't be hungry. You'd have more energy. And something like, are you familiar with the Mediterranean diet?
I am, the fasting works very well. Like, I don't mind fasting. So that intermittent
intermittent, I was going to say that. The intermittent with the Mediterranean focus.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. Lots of veggies that way.
Honey, that's like, you're in a very small percentage of people that would actually really work well for. But I'm actually, the hair on my arm standing up. That just feels like it's like right down your alley. And something that wouldn't be hard to do. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then, you're gonna have a day where, all I want is a triple hot fudge sundae. Well, you just go ahead and have it. I know I would.
I love your
Wouldn't
voice. Your accent's awesome.
Well, we got a line here.
Jennifer, thank you so much. You're my very first one. I couldn't have started off any better than with you, honey. So happy New Year. And
happy
everything.
To you, too. Love you guys. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
a lot. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, right
what
on for Denver.
One.
She is sweet. Yeah. Okay, so the next caller that we have is Keisha, and she is calling from Arizona. Hello, Keisha.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, and where in Arizona?
Flagstaff, I'm sorry.
Okay, honey, I have an aunt and uncle that have lived in Buckeye since I was in first grade, before I was in first grade.
Oh,
so went out
nice
there often. Yeah, yeah.
That's West Phoenix. It's nice and
yes,
black.
It is.
It's nice.
Yes, ma'am. So anyway, and honey, I used to stop in Flagstaff and eat at this barbecue place.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
What's the name of
pigs,
it? Next time I go
something
do it.
Pigs.
Something
pigs. Yeah.
You got a pig in there somewhere.
All right, never mind.
Yes, I don't need a barbecue place that don't have a pig in it. I mean, that's just not right. Honey, you've got a sweet energy, too. Do you have a question specifically?
Yeah, I wanted to know about finding a job.
Okay, honey. Well, listen, you are uber, uber, uber creative, but I don't know that what your idea of job is actually what you are really best suited for. You know that you walk into a room, Keisha, and you're smarter than probably 80-85% of the other folks in that room, don't you?
Well, it looks like it, but I don't know. They act like I'm not, but
I hear the whispers.
They don't like me because I'm too smart. Yeah.
Well, honey, yeah. What I'm getting at is doing something where it's that you own your own everything.
Mm-hmm.
What are your major interests? What really gets you excited? What you would get up in the morning and do it, even if you didn't get paid?
I'm helping people.
Okay, honey.
There's no money in that.
Well, well, honey.
No, there
well,
is. It depends on how it
actually
is.
There is, honey. It's like when you say helping people, can you elaborate on that?
I actually got a certificate in being a community worker. So,
okay.
So we just made sure everybody in the community is safe and they got what they need, and you know, and if they don't have it,
okay.
we send them to the right government office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's
okay.
going to happen now because the government act like they're shutting down. So, I don't
yeah.
know. But so that's what my certificate
well,
is in.
Yeah, well, see, you focusing on your vibration and your energy, it's like what's going to work best down the road is when you were like the top person at something that you initiate, you know, and
yeah.
you get people working for you, and there's really a lot of private funding out there. You just have to look.
That's what
for
I was
it.
Thinking about. I was like, I would have to go
well,
to
see,
the government and go
that.
For grants and stuff. And I was like, they're not going to give me nothing. Yeah.
Well, honey,
and
see,
I had to learn how to write
would,
one. I think those classes are like $5,000 to learn how to write a grant, right? So
I think you can like circumvent that and get
mm-hmm.
it done some other way. You know, you were, honey, it comes across that you are very resourceful, that
mm-hmm.
you can, you know what I mean? You can find a way, and you don't
There's
start
no way.
Till you find it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
this is
and,
true.
And everybody's
so
been
you,
wondering, how did I do that? And it's just, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Roy, can I ask a question? Keisha, with the idea of making, you know, helping others and helping people in that community organizing, is there a particular group of people, elderly,
yeah.
handicapped, special needs, that you really like? You know what I mean? I mean, granted, you like everyone.
That's what I was
saying. I mean,
it seems like, it doesn't really matter. If you need the help, I will find it for I find you whatever you need. So, but right
yeah.
now, I'm volunteering with the homeless, but I do be around
okay.
The elderly. I have been around
yeah.
the disabled. I have been around the criminally insane. I have been labeled
mm-hmm.
criminally insane. And so I know what these people go through. You know, I've been through. So.
Yeah. Well, see, we're both boomers, Bob and I. We're in the baby boomer group. And
mm-hmm.
one thing that's really, really just exploding is like assisted living facilities, you know, that are private pay. And, yep.
Well, you know, I'm sorry.
That's going to continue.
When you talk about
yeah,
the
like the group
insane,
homes, I heard about that.
You
got to get like a three-bedroom house and like give them out
mm-hmm.
to like three people who need them, and
yeah,
you're trying
yeah,
to get
yeah.
their check, but you got to make sure everything is correct with that home.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's like bringing in like
yeah.
$1,000 per room, you know, and you're just paying $500 on the house. Yeah, you know, but it's not even that. You got your insurances and everything else that kind of take out of it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I've heard programs like that.
Tell you what, I'm not really a gambler, but I would put my money on you. That you're going to figure out something, you know?
Yeah.
And you just keep doing what you have to do till that happens.
Okay.
I don't see you falling down and, you know, not getting back up. So. People are lined up today. So I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you, Keisha. Happy New
All
Year.
Right, it was nice talking
and
to you.
Happy
New Year,
well. Thank you.
All right. God bless
yeah.
you. Bye.
Yeah. Now, before you go, Keisha, I just wanted to say one thing. You know, we laughed about the criminally insane, you know, and that helping them, and then you being one, you know, that particular. No. And we laughed about it because, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, personally. I mean, that is your personal experience. So my thought is that when you go to like get grants or get a private funding for something, if you can find a particular niche, specifically and with your personal experience in that area, people are going to look at you like you know what you're talking about. So, think about that as a, what you needed.
An asset.
What would have helped you, what you needed to switch from, being labeled to helping, and then put together a program, or steps. And then you can probably pull together people to be able to help implement that. Anyway, that was just a thought. Okay.
I think she's gone, Bob.
Yep. Okay. All right. So let's see here. We can have time for another caller. And the next caller is Bryn. And let me bring him. Oops. Sorry. Having problems with the switchboard here. Okay, Bryn. Hello, Bryn.
Hi. This is Bryn from New York City. Hi, Roy.
Hello, Bryn. How are you, sir?
Okay. If I could ask, just get a general feel for next year. Is it going to be a good year?
Well, that is a very subjective, question. Are you in the middle of a major job change, Bryn?
I'm not sure. I do several different jobs.
Okay. As it comes through, by the time we get into March, April timeframe in 2020, that's when I feel a major job shift for you. And it feels like one that's a real uptick with a salary bump. And whatever you're looking at, I want to encourage you that some of the criteria be that you have the most flexible schedule that you could possibly have. See, working a typical job where you have to be at a specific location, X hours a day, X days a week, blah blah blah. That just kind of grinds you down. You need something where you have more autonomy and, more authority.
I do healing work. I do like healing work. I do physiology.
Okay, there you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you're going to segue into something that, kind of opens the door for you by the time we get into March, April.
I see.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And have you thought about writing any books? Writing a book?
I've heard of that. I just don't know what to write about.
Well, personal experience. You just, named off your reflexology, your healing work. People are eager to learn about that. A lot of people know zip about it.
Do you think that my my spiritual gifts will come out more in 2020?
I feel those already being in the process, or that's going on already. Don't you feel?
Okay. A little bit. I mean, 2019 has been a difficult year for me.
Yeah, 2019 was a difficult year for a whole lot of people, Bryn. I mean, it's like talking about a bumpy, moving into the next decade. 2019 was it.
Right.
So, yes, sir. So, yeah. Do you have a connection with Florida?
No.
Okay. I pay attention to people from Florida when that comes up. There's going to be a connection. That's going to be significant for you. That comes through. So, now, will you be down at Times Square tonight at midnight?
No. even though I grew up in New York City, I don't subject myself to that.
I see. Okay, buddy. Well, listen, Happy New Year, sir. Glad you got through. And good luck with everything you got going on. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay, Roy. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Roy, and then when we come back, we'll continue on, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break. Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,400 shows we have had over the past 9 years. Also on the site is a link to the products and services we provide: books, photography, a wellness store, and self-publishing assistance. Our show is a free podcast on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, and tune in. And you can subscribe for free on any of those platforms by using the links on our website homepage. We are on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. And we also have buttons to those platforms at the top of our homepage. Our website, biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show. Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Roy Worley, clairvoyant and author of The Prophecy Oracle. And this is the 10th year running that we have had Roy as our special New Year's Eve guest. I really want to thank him for taking the time for that. New Year's is his busy time of year, or New Year. So you can find out more about Roy by visiting his website, which is royworleypsychic.com. And you can also call to schedule a reading at his office number, which is 843-808-0777. Okay, so with that, we're back, Roy.
Yeah, okay.
All righty. Okay, so let's go ahead and the next caller that we have is Terry calling from California. Hello, Terry. Oops, wait a minute. Boy, this Terry, do we have you there?
Yes.
Okay,
thank
great.
Thank you.
Hello, Terry.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from, Terry? What part of California?
Northern California.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Up around the Bay Area?
Yes.
Okay. You do have an in and out near you, don't you?
I'm sorry?
You do have an in and out burger near you, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't like that place.
Oh, you don't? Okay, that's all right.
Been there twice, and both times I was underwhelmed.
Okay, well, people have different experiences. It's my absolute favorite, so yeah.
Okay, I'm sure you're not alone.
Okay. Did you have a question, Terry?
I do have a question, Roy, and wanted to know when and if I'll be able to see a really loving relationship come into my life.
Well, honey, I had already paid attention. There just seems like free-floating sadness with you that's not new. It's been there a while. Now, have you been married two times or two major love relationships already?
Yes. Okay. And my last one passed away.
Okay, honey. Yeah, well, see, and to a degree, you're still grieving over that, you know. So that was a really good one, wasn't it?
Good in what respect? It taught me a lot.
Okay. Well,
it was
honey,
challenging. It was the most challenging, I would say, but I knew it was karmic.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't see you, like, not having a deeply committed, loving relationship again. It's just, it's as if, as much as you would like one, there's just as much hesitation with that. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
As much as you want, it's almost like a fear of, oh, I don't want to have a bad situation. So, are you putting yourself out there, Annie? How long has it been since your partner passed away?
Well, we divorced last year. It's
okay.
been a year. And then he passed away in July.
Okay, honey. Was he sick, or was this a very sudden?
Okay. No, he was sick.
Okay, honey. Well, I don't, again, it's like you're still in a grieving process on a number of levels. Are you putting yourself out there, Terry?
What are you
doing to connect with people?
Well, I connect with people when I'm out there, but I don't go to bars. That's not my thing.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't think that it was.
No, but you know, I do have friends that are in the music business, and I attend their venues and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I just have been close to home as of recently because I had a dog that was sick, and he just got put down because he was very ill. So now I'm a little bit.
Well,
I have more
that kind of, see, I was feeling you just grief. So I'm thinking that the dog is a big part of that then. That kind of is making more sense, you know, because, I mean, it's like, I believe you, honey. You were, that's where all that overwhelming grief was coming from.
Yeah, he's my heart.
Yeah, I'm sure, honey, because, I mean, it's just like it was permeating, you know, the level of grief that you're in and have been in. So, yeah, honey, you really can't focus on anything right now but getting past that. That's just it. You know, it's a process, and it'll get better every single day, but it's really not a good time to think about. I would give you another month. Wait till the end of January and February 1. Okay, I'm ready to, like, move forward and start connecting.
All right. Well,
so,
that's
yeah,
my birthday.
Oh, how about it? Well, there you go. Well, happy birthday.
Now that you need a reason,
all
great
right,
reason to celebrate.
Well, how about that? Well, thank you. You know, I kept saying February 1st. So, anyway, okay. Well, that's great. Okay. Well, listen, we've got people lined up. I appreciate your calling, but.
Thank you.
You know, I talk with people sometimes, and I'm concerned that, you know, it's going to be a long time before that person, you know, has a situation. I don't feel that way with you. I'm thinking it's just right around the corner.
Okay.
So.
Well,
so,
thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
And both of you have a very nice new year.
Thank all right, you as well, honey. And give that in and out another try sometime. So.
Okay.
Happy New Year, Terry. Thanks.
Happy
same
New Year, Terry.
Much
love.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Actually, now we've got from Connecticut, Amila. Hello, Amila. Is that correct?
Hi, my name is Crystal.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Crystal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, Crystal. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking me
call. I believe you, honey. Okay. When you said hello, I got one word in my head. Bubbly.
Yes. Bubbly? Well, I try to be. I try.
I see you do. Yes. I don't think you have to try very hard. Honey, you're right in the midst of a whole different major changes in all directions.
Yes.
What do you want what's going on specifically, honey? Are you thinking about a major move pretty shortly?
Right, yes. I'm currently living with my family, and, you know, I'm ready to, you know, move
yes,
on.
Yes, you are. Yesterday.
Yes, yesterday. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm anxious about that part.
And is there a job change going on as well?
Yes, I have 2 agencies working with me right now. So
okay,
hopefully.
Honey. Well, things are about just to pop wide open for you. And is there a new romance as well?
We've been dating for 1 year.
Okay.
You know.
And what's that person's name?
His name is Anthony.
Anthony. Okay, honey, I have a question.
Right.
What do you want to do with Anthony?
Well, he's a good provider, but he's
okay.
Also a bit stubborn, you know.
Okay, honey.
Yeah. I mean, of all the guys I've dated so far, I would say he's probably on the number one. You know, he's a workaholic.
I didn't catch that last part. Crystal, what was that last part?
Of all the persons I've dated before,
yes,
I think he's the best, you know, the best fit for me so far.
So. Okay, honey. Well, okay. I would say give it a little while. Give it some time and really assess. And see, you know, be completely honest, because it's like I don't feel that jumping up and down passion that I know that you have within you for a love relationship. Can you see that?
The passion?
So, passion.
Well, I would say the 5.
Okay, honey. So you need like a 9.72 at
right.
least.
Right, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So he seems to be completely overwhelmed with you. Would you agree? Overwhelmed. You are his end-all and be-all for Anthony.
Oh, well, he speaks of it.
Yes, honey. Well, that's the way it comes across. You can take that to the bank. Yes, ma'am. It's like it feels a little too one-sided, honey. That, you know, because he is so overwhelmingly head over heels, you know, it's easy to be with that, you know, and take that. But I don't feel you having the joy inside that I see you wanting to have in a love relationship.
Right.
Does that make sense, Crystal?
Yes.
Okay, honey. See, and I think by the time we get into June, July, you're going to meet that person that, oh, my gosh. Now what am I going to do? So, yes, ma'am. So I'd encourage you to wait till you are happy, happy, happy.
Okay.
You know, so, and that's just the way. And tell me about your agencies.
I'm looking to, you know, just for employment, like in administrative field, like, you know, maybe accounting or human resources or something.
Okay.
I've been on a few interviews. But so far,
yes, ma'am.
You know, we're still searching.
Okay. Well, listen, you are in the right field. And are you interviewing with any, like, big hospital chains at all?
No, not yet, okay. No.
Okay, I would say look around. Go online. You know, look at that big hospitals near you and go to their, you know, and their jobs for, you know,
job listing
information. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see if something just jumps out at you. So you're going to thrive in that field. Have you noticed that when people meet you, they just love you right away?
Yes, I've had that impression.
Okay,
sometimes I question it, but
yeah. See, I've had to deal with that my whole life, honey.
Yeah.
Such a burden.
I know. But I think you will be really successful, honey. But this is like the job is like everything else. Don't quit till you are so 100% satisfied. You know, because you've got a whole lot to offer.
Right, yes, I feel that.
I know. Yes, you do. Well, okay, Crystal, thank you so much for calling
sure.
in today.
Thank you.
Good luck
thank
with
you both.
Everything. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you both, too. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's good. And then... it's just interesting how coincidence, but we happen to have another caller from Connecticut, from a different area of Connecticut.
Okay, how about that?
But this is one I was trying to bring on last time, and it's Amela. Hello, Amela.
Hello.
Hello, Amela.
How are you?
We're doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I have a specific question for you.
Okay, perfect. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I just let go of this. This is a relationship question. I just let go of this person.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's just interesting because every time, this has been a year and a half, and I know it's done. I felt him wash away from me the last 2 months, November, December of this year. I've been, like, cleansing, all this other stuff. My point is this, is that every time I'm, like, done, he pops up again. He says
yeah,
hello.
Yeah, well. Well, honey, I don't know that it's necessarily done.
You don't think it's done?
Well, I would give it like 90-95%. Are you angry with him?
No, I actually forgiven him. Completely.
Okay, honey.
That was the cleansing.
All right. Okay, honey. Well, I would say... it cycles back through. Is there something that you really had to work hard with specifically to let go of that you were angry about?
I mean, he definitely taught me about boundaries. It was I grew up with no boundaries, so that was huge.
Okay,
it was karmic, all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it keeps cycling back through. It's like, you know, if a person needs to lose 100 pounds, they can lose 95 pounds, and it's that last 5 pounds that beats them to death.
Okay.
So it's like that's an analogy for that last bit of anger you have with him. And I would be patient, you know. It'll eventually go away, but they're encouraging me to encourage you to give that some thought. You know, okay.
Can I ask you why does he keep on popping up? Like, what's his intention with me? If it's just he's hot and cold, he's never committed, and I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yep. Well, honey, a lot of people, guys and girls, have issues with commitment, you know, for their own personal reasons.
Right.
Tuning in with you, honey, you seem to have, even mentioning not having boundaries, you seem to have very strong ideas, deep-seated, deep-rooted beliefs about your idea of love and, you know, fidelity and monogamy and everything. So I don't see that not happening for you, Amilla. You just gotta, you know, just it's like, you know, those whack-a-moles.
No.
At the fair where you hit it and it bounces up over here. That's what that guy sounds like.
Okay.
So when he pops up, move on.
Mr. Roy, I guess the million dollar question is, when do you feel or sense me meeting Mr. Right for me? Do you think it's in 2020 and which month?
Well, we'll see. As long as there's that unfinished 3-5% with this last guy that keeps popping up, that's the only thing holding you back. It's like you're holding on to that door and you're reaching over here for next door. You can't grab that next door till you turn loose of this one. And it's a process.
Right, right.
So
when do you feel this process is over with him?
Well,
like,
I was going to say, I was going to say, Amilla, one of the things, you know, that, you know, a lot of people have said is that, you know, whenever that kind of situation pops up, is that, you know, you're obviously trying to be shown something. You know, people are mirroring to you what you need to see.
Yeah.
So when that happens, you know, go into that, you know, what are you trying to show me? But not him. You know, it's like, what are, you know, your guides, your angels, what is the universe, what is that situation trying to show you? And just take, I mean, he's just a character, you know, in the play.
Right.
I mean, he's incidental. So if you look at it like that, then they're trying to maybe get you to look at, you know, a particular belief or system or reactions, you know, those kinds of things. You know, there's something for you to see. So if maybe you took that approach, that might be less few pop-ups.
I
think it's a matter of putting it into action, because I think the two highlighted points, asterisk points of what he taught me is definitely boundaries and definitely learning about what I really deserve. I put up a lot with this person, like in this sense, he just, because I'm so giving, and he just took. He was just taking, that's pretty much it. It's,
love
I know what I deserve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, it's like you already have assessed the problem. It's just going ahead and dealing with it. So
it's
I think you're going to do fine.
Time for the heart to know it.
There you go. That's a good. Well, listen, Amilla, thank you so much for calling. And
thank
good luck
you.
And happy new year and enjoy talking
new
with
year.
You.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, honey. Bye bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right.
Well,
that was
sweetie too.
She
yes,
is.
Sir.
Now, I do want to give a special Happy New Year thanks to those who are joining us in the chat room. Some wonderful people we've known through the years, Christy Hu, Julie, and Corinne. So I really want to thank you all for listening. And thank you, Roy.
And Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine if you're fine.
Absolutely. So, everyone, if you want to go ahead and schedule with Roy, again, you can visit his website, which is royworleypsychic.com. And you can also call his office number, which is 843-808-0777. Go ahead and set up an appointment. Again, you know, the first of the year is his busy time, but he would certainly love to give priority to our listeners. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this first decade of bringing inspiration to Earth, and looking forward to sharing the next decade with you. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Remember, our show is available as a free podcast from Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. To follow our show, visit our homepage at biteradio.me and select the platform you use most. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at biteradio.me. Until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.